White, W.C. White, Mary. Crystal Springs, St. Helena, California, May 15, 1890. Dear Willie and Mary, I have been sorely afflicted. Last night was very weak. Sister Lockwood is taking Sarah. She left for to see to my things in Healdsburg. Yesterday noon she went. Will be alone for 3 nights. I have had a hard time. Night before last, the rheumatism attacked my left arm, causing me great suffering. Last night, every joint in my body was full of pain. I could not obtain rest and sleep. I thought of the process I must go through with during the day in the vapor bath, which is a very taxing process in my weak condition, with constant fear of the result on my heart. The pain commenced to dart through my heart about midnight. Then, suddenly, the form of Jesus appeared to me so distinctly amid the gloom and the fog. His words were, "Fear not, the destroyer has been at work upon your body. I am the restorer. I will heal thee. I will give thee peace and rest." Oh, what a change came over me! A profuse perspiration broke over me, and my heart and lips were filled with praise and gladness and rejoicing. I was instructed that I must not look to my pain and my infirmities, but I must look to the healer. Look and live. I am full of hope and joy and peace today, and I will not distrust my dear Savior. I was instructed that His eye has been upon me in all my feebleness, and some things were said which are a lesson to me in the future. I will not write much now, for my eyes will not admit of it. I have had congestion of brain and inflammation of the eyes for about 1 week. Excuse this short epistle. It may relieve you. Love to dear Mary and children. Mother.